This morning, I want us to look at this glorious prayer that the Lord taught his disciples when he was here on earth. Now, this prayer does not mean that when we come at any time to pray to the Lord, that we just offer this prayer, these words in Matthew's Gospel, up to him. That's not what the Lord meant at all. But in this short but tremendous prayer that the Lord taught his disciples, it meant that whenever we pray, whether it's the midweek meeting or in our private devotions, whenever we pray to the Lord, the words that we use are all here in this prayer. They're all here in this prayer that Marcus read to us this morning. Now, I've often said it, and I'll say it again this morning. When we come to the Lord in prayer, whether it's at the prayer meeting, whatever night it's held, or whenever we come in our own private devotions, whenever we pray, we should remember this prayer. And we should remember one thing. When we enter into the presence of God in prayer, the first thing we ought to do is to say nothing. Absolute nothing. Now, it would be a very strange prayer meeting if everybody came to the prayer meeting on a Wednesday night, and when the session of prayer would begin, if we all just sat there and said nothing. That's not what I'm getting at all. But when we turn to the Lord in prayer, we should stop and think to whom we are coming to. We should stop and think and remember to whom we are coming to. Now, the Lord's disciples saw their master go out and spend hours upon prayer, praying to his Father in heaven. And this was one of the reasons why we came to the Lord at this time when the Lord was on earth, and when they watched their master for hour in and hour out praying, they must have thought to themselves, well, what is he doing? How much time is he spending in prayer? And when they looked at their master, they turned around and said to him, Master, Master, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. And no matter how long we've been walking along the narrow road, and one day we'll enter heaven's glory, no matter how long we have been Christians, we still need to say those words that the disciples said to the Lord Jesus Christ. Master, teach us how to pray. Teach us the art of prayer. When we enter thy presence, help us to remember who thou art, who we're coming to. Notice how the prayer opens up. Our Father. Our Father. The one who inhabits eternity. The one who created the heavens and the earth. This prayer this morning will be said in many of the churches up and down our land. This prayer will be recited and the congregation will repeat it. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with that. The problem is so many people quote this prayer and say this prayer, and I'm particularly thinking of those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Master, and so it's just like water running off a duck's back. But notice how this prayer begins. The first thing the Lord wants his disciples to know is who they are coming to. Our Father. Our Father. Now, I've heard this prayer when people have come and they don't say our Father, they say our Dad. Our Dad. What an insult to God. An absolute insult. In fact, I've heard them when they quote this prayer, quoting the Lord's name in many different ways, which are a total and utter affront to the Lord. We must remember that when we approach God in prayer, we must always remember to whom we are coming to. Our Father, the one who created the heavens and the earth, the one who is from all eternity to all eternity, the one who brought us unto himself, the one who in the beginning, as I said, created this world, the one who is all holy, all righteous, has no end, has no beginning. And we should remember that when we come to God in prayer, to whom we are coming to, our Father. And secondly, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. And you know, there's many churches up and down our land who know very little, if anything, of what it is to hallow God's name. They come on a Sunday, they repeat the singing of the choruses that they sing, which has very little theology in them, if any theology at all. And they even walk down the aisles and their hands are in the air and all these things they're doing. But that's not hallowing God's name. And we must be very careful that when we come to God, holy, righteous, everlasting God, we must remember who he is, and we must remember how we come to him. Hallowed, hallowed be thy name. And if you take any of the Old Testament characters and any of the New Testament characters, including the Lord's disciples, when they came to the Lord, they always remember who the Lord is. Not was, is. He is from everlasting to everlasting. He's got no beginning and no ending. And we must, as I say, we must come to God in prayer and hallow his name. That he is from everlasting to everlasting. Now, how do we hallow God's name? This is the point. How do we hallow a holy and a righteous God who cannot look upon sin in any shape or form? How can we hallow him? Well, there are certainly many different ways, and I haven't got time this morning to tell you all the different ways that we can hallow God's name, and I'm not even going to look at the whole of this prayer, because we would be here for for many, many hours. I just want us to look at a few words. First was who God is, how we hallow His name. We hallow His name first and foremost, as I say, when we recognize who God is, and then we hallow God's name every time we open His Word and read it and study it, whether collectively or whether in our own quiet times. That is one way of hallowing God's Word. Secondly, we hallow God's Word in the singing of His praises. Now, I've been around long enough. I've been a Christian for over 50 odd years. And I tell you this, I've been in some churches when the pastors of the churches announce the hymns, the congregation get up and they mumble. They mumble the hymns out. I don't know if you've ever been in a fellowship like that, perhaps when you've been on holiday. My friend, when we get up to sing God's praise, we should lift up our voice and praise and adoration to Him. We should remember to whom we are singing to. And the next thing is how we hallow God's name. Not only by reading His Word, not only by singing His praise, but when we come to Him in prayer. When we remember that He's God, the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. And then, of course, the prayer goes on. Our Father, who art in heaven. God's in heaven. God's in heaven. And God sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into this world to suffer, to bleed, and to die for sinners. Why? Because God cannot look upon sin in any shape or form. He abhors it. He hates it. And therefore, we must know what it is and what we are doing when we remember who God is. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. And then He goes on to say, Thy kingdom come. In one sense, His kingdom's already here. But in another sense, His kingdom will be when He returns to this world to receive us and take us home to be with Himself. If, little word, if we have come to the cross at Calvary and acknowledge that the Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins and rose again to give us life eternal. Now we'll hear more about that this afternoon. But notice that this prayer is in the plural. This prayer is in the plural. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Give us this day. We live every day and take every day one day at a time. We should never get worked up or worried or afraid or what's going to happen tomorrow. Give us, says the Lord, this day. Live for the day, one day at a time. Leave tomorrow and the next day and the next week and the next month and the next year to God. You don't even know if you're going to see tomorrow. Live one day at a time. And by doing so, you're hallowing. Just think of it. You're hallowing a holy and a righteous God. Give us this day. And it says, give us this day our daily bread. Our daily bread. Not give us our fancy cakes and sponges, although there's nothing wrong with that. But the prayer says, give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. Day by day, we need the bread of life. Give us this day. Notice it's in the plural. Give us this day our daily bread. And lead us, not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Keep us from sinning, Lord. Keep us from being led into temptation. Keep the devil when he comes to tempt us. Help us to remind the devil who thou art. And by doing so, the devil will have no opportunity to get into our lives, and he won't have any opportunity for us to yield to temptation. He'll flee like he fled from the Lord when he tempted the Lord on the mount after the Lord was baptized. The devil tried to tempt him, but it couldn't work. Couldn't work. Jesus was too strong for him. After all, Jesus was very God of very God. God manifested in the flesh. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he saved his people from their sins. The angel said to Mary, his name shall be called Emmanuel. God with us. Two natures, human nature and a heavenly nature. Very God of very God, yielding not to temptation. And we can only do that when the Lord is on our side, when we remind Satan of whom we belong to, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And then, we will not yield to temptation. The devil can tempt us. Nothing wrong with being tempted, but it's when we yield to the temptation, then sin gets in to our lives. Give us this day our daily bread. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. What does it mean? Hallelujah. So let's remember, when we come to God in prayer, let us remember who He is. That He's from all eternity to all eternity. Before we were ever born into this world, He was there. He chose the time of our birth. Now, I don't want to go too much into that this morning, because we've been in more to it this afternoon. But let's remember who God is. And He will be with us both now and forevermore. Hallelujah. Just think of it. Hallelujah. He's with us now, if we know and love Him as our own personal Savior. He's from everlasting to everlasting. He'll never fail us. He'll never forsake us. As He said to His disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And what? You're not going alone. I'm going before you. I'm going with you. I'll be your guide. I'll be your helper. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. I'll be with you. Do not be afraid. When trouble comes upon you, do not be afraid. Remember, I am your Father in heaven. And although I'm in heaven, yet I will guide you. I will direct you. And I will be with you until I call you home to be with me in heaven's glory. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, may God guide us and direct us in every sense of the word. Amen.